nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of deranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
Sei forte il tuo viso cereo e gli impulsi lenti, le tue labbra scure mi fanno stridere i pacato la tua soluzione, la tua morte in agro dolce dà una strana sensazione, una strana sensazione, una strana sensazione, una strana. Yeah. e dopo questa mia morte ritorna la vita in me. Ed ora mi sento il più forte, non ho più regine ma un re.
We finally made it onto the IFM stream, where there were a few problems connecting in the beginning. But hey, the combined minds of Route 66 and IFX go, well, there's nothing that can stop us. Eventually, we will figure out every computer problem in the world. And hey, we are live streaming on IFM. We will go on until, I don't know, 10:30 or something, an hour from when the first tune was played. So a little later, and if you're listening to the rerun, or if you're downloading the show, then hey, nothing is the matter today with the show. Business as usual. You're listening to Cosmic Overdrive, episode number 116. I actually counted this time beforehand. And we're not doing any more 2-minute pop songs like the last two shows. Today we're going back to the roots of Cosmic Overdrive. We're playing Italian progressive music, and the track that I started with was a nice one. 13 minutes and 20 seconds long, that's how we like them. Biglietto per l'Inferno is the name of the band, and it was a track from the album with the same name, maybe it was untitled, but it's Biglietto per l'Inferno is also the name of the album. The track name was called L'Amico Suicida, and it was the same story as with a lot of Italian progressive music, not very successful at the time, but now it's regarded as one of the classics in this style. I don't know, there are some things that set apart the Italian progressive rock from progressive rock that came from England and America, which was the dominant style at the time. I always find it a bit more over the top, a bit crazier, like than what came out of England and America. That was mostly sort of safe playing, and in some of this Italian stuff, they really go all out in studio techniques, and also like in melodic stuff. And some tracks are like half mini operas with all of a sudden hard rock solos in the middle and weird electronic shit, and I don't know, I think it was free range for all, and we all start playing, and we'll see where it goes, and it made some very interesting music, sometimes a little difficult to listen to, but The stuff we're playing tonight is listenable, I will promise you that. And the next one I'm going to play is, well, probably the most listenable and well-known of the things we're playing tonight. I can't have a show about this style without Goblin, who were, of course, most people know them from their electronic stuff later, but they were a progressive rock band way before that, and among the fans, all that electronic stuff they did later is really hated. But, you know, hey, it's cool. And it's all cool, as a matter of fact, because the progressive tracks are also very, very good. I'm going to play you a track from the Suspiria soundtrack from 1977, Blind Concert. We'll be right back. true mystery band on Cosmic Overdrive. That's how we like them. Release one record and disappear from the face of the earth. The band is called Dede Lind, and it's a very unusual name for an Italian band. And they named themselves after a Playboy model from the 60s and early 70s. And if you look for the band on the internet, that's all the links you get are from topless ladies. And they only released one album, and it's another one of those records that is now considered very, very good, but at the time didn't do much. The band started in 69, did a few 7-inch singles, and this album is from, I think, from 1973. A lot of the stuff we're playing tonight is from around that time, 72, 73, 74. And the album has one of the longest album names that certainly that I've ever heard. I have to grab my note here. I wrote this down because it's this is impossible to remember. The album is called Lon No Sa De Dove Vengo E Non So Dove Mai andrò uomo e il nome che mi han dato. I have absolutely no idea what it means, and if I've insulted somebody here, well, too bad. But that's the name of the album, and it doesn't really have much commercial appeal. They released this album, did a few festivals, and disappeared off the face of the earth, actually. It's not like some of the other bands, like Biglietto per l'Inferno, that we played earlier, that reformed later on and are still doing the festival circuit in the sort of the retro music scene. But these guys made a record and then poof, gone. And there is something to say for that. Anyway, we're playing another one from that same scene. And this one is from a year earlier. From 1972, this is Banco del Mutuo Soccorso. My Italian is not that good, okay? The track is called Metamorfosi. 11 minutes almost. We'll be right back.
passa in una sua sezione, nell'unità di tempo, e si ottiene moltiplicando la sezione perpendicolare per la velocità che avrai del liquido a regime permanente. La portata è costante attraverso una sezione del condotto.
Nell'unità di tempo e si ottiene moltiplicando la sezione perpendicolare per la velocità che avrai del liquido a regime permanente. La portata è costante attraverso una sezione.
Thank you.
Really fantastic stuff. The bubbling sounds of Franco Battiato, and the track is called Pollution from his album with the same name from, again, 1973. Amazing career, Franco Battiato. In the beginning, in the late 60s, early 70s, he was a real pop star in Italy, and he threw all that stuff away with the recording of this album. This was his first more progressive rock album, and he did another one after this, and from then on it went crazier and crazier until in the late 70s he made some really total avant-garde records that well, are very difficult to listen to. It's very interesting stuff, but there is a point where you can almost go too far. And then a total reverse of his career. In the 80s, he was part of a duo that even participated in the Eurovision Song Contest. And they did some really good stuff, as a matter of fact. So very interesting from one end to another. And this album was made mostly with an EMS VCS3, which is the synthesizer that you hear bubbling and making noises in the background. And anyway, it's a very, very cool album. It's very hard to find these days, especially the original pressings. But it's been re-released probably and put on CD and everything. So if you find a copy, pick it up, because it's well worth listening to. We're going to play what I think is going to be the last track of today. I don't know until what time we are actually on the air here, but we have some spares also parked and ready. But the last official track that I'm going to play is a track from a band called Alpha Taurus from Milan, and it's another band. It seems like that's the running gag of this show. Another band that only recorded one album, wasn't very successful, blah 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 blah, and it was also all re-released, and they tried a second album, but they split up in the middle of recording the second album, and it was released only I think in the 90s. Eventually it saw a release, and even this record is still going strong today. I think a lot of these bands are just ahead of their time. That's basically just what the story is. Anyway, Alpha Taurus, another band that only did one album, and the album is called Alpha Taurus as well. Another running gag here that bands that name their first and only album after themselves. Anyway, this is another band that has also decided to come back to the scene, and they were reformed in 2010. Actually with only two of the original members, but you know, that's how this kind of stuff goes. Playing the retro scene, and it's really too bad that none of these bands ever make it here to Holland. I would love to see them. I was very pissed off that Goblin didn't play here when they did some shows, I think last year or even this year. But all these other bands too, I've never seen them anywhere around here, and not many people know about them too, but it's, well, as you can hear, it's all very interesting music. And the track I'm going to play from Alpha Taurus, the last track of the show, is called La Mente Vola, and I'm going to say goodbye to you now, and who knows, maybe next week we'll play some more of this stuff, because there is plenty more around. Anyway, until then, I hope to hear you again, and that we don't have any connection problems like we did this time. This is Alpha Taurus and La Mente Vola.
all'improvviso vedi il sole, respiri l'aria, raccogli un fiore. Che cosa eri? Non lo sai più. Un viale lungo davanti a te, alberi immensi sul tuo cammino, una ragione per vivere c'è.
Shallow.